Hare Krishna. Question from Rambhadra Priya Prabhu. What is the difference between austerity and penance? Answer. Austerity generally refers to tapasya and penance refers to prayaschita. So austerity is usually, although both involve the giving up of certain forms of pleasure or the acceptance of certain forms of pain. For example, when we fast. So, at the time of fasting, we give up certain pleasure, that is the pleasure of eating, and we accept certain pain, the pain of abstaining from food, or there may be further abstaining from water or whatever, depending on the kind of fast that we are doing. So, in terms of action, quite often, both have the similar two components of giving up something pleasant and accepting something unpleasant. However, the intention on the two is different. Usually, prayaschitta or penance is done as a act of atonement for some wrongdoing. So, penance is usually used in that sense. But Srila Prabhupada sometimes groups the two of them together, and he sometimes uses the word penance in the sense of austerity also. But technically speaking, the word penance has a more of a, at least the word as it is used in English and as it is being usually translated from Sanskrit to English, it is more used in the sense of atonement. So, atonement can be done in various ways. Atonement can be done by, say, we go to some holy place and then we take bath in the Ganga over there, or we feed the sadhus over there, or we give some charity over there. So all those can also be forms of atonement. But penance is a specific form of atonement where one accepts some usually bodily discomfort, bodily pain as a voluntarily accepted reaction for one's wrongdoing so that one does not get eventually the sinful reaction in future. On the other hand, austerity is usually used in the sense of it is done with the intention of gaining something positive. That means that positive gain can be material or spiritual. So we can have somebody like Hiranyakashipu or Ravana performing severe austerities for the sake of gaining godlike powers. So Hiranyakashipu performed austerity to gain immortality. So that is, what he did was not exactly penance. It is not that he was thinking, I am sinful and I want to avoid sinful reactions. No, his goal was positive, not in the sense that it was a glorious goal in terms of being spiritually glorious, but positive in the sense that it was not that he was avoiding something like some negative. He was not fearing some reaction and doing it. Now, Indra, for example, after he said, does some Brahmahatya, like when he killed Vishwarupa and then Vritrasura, then he had to suffer because of that. And that suffering was the consequence of that suffering which he had to undergo and which he underwent by doing some atonement. That can in one sense be called as penance. So austerity is the deprivation of bodily necessities, bodily pleasures and necessities for the sake of gaining something higher. Now, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhye yasmat brahma saukhyam tanantam. When Maharaj Rishabhdev talks about tapasya, he talks about tapo divyam, through transcendental austerity for the sake of gaining eternal happiness. So in general, penance has a more of a sense of being done to avoid some negative reaction, whereas austerity is done for gaining something positive. Although both may involve similar actions. So generally speaking, austerity will be correlated with tapasya and penance is correlated more with atonement, which is the equivalent of prayaschitta. And now there is a third word, paschatap. Paschatap is more of internal feeling of repentance or remorse. It is not exactly equated with that paschatap, maybe expresses prayaschitta. So that feeling of remorse and repentance will be expressed through doing of some atonement, which may involve some penance. So we shouldn't get too caught up in linguistics, because sometimes the Sanskrit words are not translatable in an equivalent sense. And that's why we have to, when such words are used, we have to look at what the original Sanskrit is, and then we can get a clearer understanding. But broadly speaking, this is the understanding of the difference between austerity and penance, that one is more, austerity is more for gaining something positive, whereas penance is usually in the sense of atonement of wanting to avoid something negative. Thank you. Hare Krishna.